KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered light rain or drizzle, mainly this morning. That'll be coming to an end. We look for a high of 56, winds northwest at 10 to 20. Chance for light rain redeveloping tonight, a low of 42. Radar shows most of the light rain activity is to the north of Interstate 80 and to our west along the I-80 corridor and into portions of central Madison County and then into Warren County as well. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop Thursday afternoon resulted in the arrest of a man from Elliott. 24-year-old Kyle Andrew Nicholson was taken into custody for driving while revoked. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and later released on a $1,000 cash bond. Officials of the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, here in Atlantic, say they need your input as the Public Health Department makes a five-year plan for improving health and well-being of those of us in Cass County. The online survey should take only about 5 minutes of your time, and your answers will remain anonymous. The Community Health Needs Assessment is open until April 12th. Officials say the assessment is part of a statewide process that takes place every 5 years, in which each Iowa county conducts their own assessment and develops a five-year health improvement plan. You can take the assessment through a link in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Organizers of Atlantic's Produce in the Park say they're gearing up for a great season in the park and recruiting vendors for summer 2021. Produce in the Park is a community-oriented farmers market held every Thursday evening from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m., beginning in June and running through the end of September in the downtown Atlantic City Park. Both food and craft vendors are welcome to join the market, and vendors can register for the entire season or just sign up for a few weeks. More information on vending at Produce in the Park can be found at www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. If you have questions on vending, they can be directed to Market Manager Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870. Hoig says live music and pre-order drive-through pickup shopping will both be back for the summer of 2021. You can stay up to date with the latest on Produce in the Park by signing up for the Produce in the Park newsletter at the same email address I gave you just a moment ago, or following Produce in the Park on Facebook and Instagram. Produce in the Park 2021 Summer Farmers Markets are sponsored by the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission, First Whitney Bank and Trust, Cass County Tourism, and Cass County Health System. Well, Shelby County Sheriff Neil Gross, Carroll County Sheriff Ken Pingree, and Cerro Gordo County Sheriff Kevin Powles are three of 10 sheriffs in Iowa who've signed a letter to President Joe Biden this week, urging him to secure the southern border and to stop the mass influx of illegal immigration. Sheriffs in Clayton, Greene, Grundy, Iowa, Lucas, Scott, and Wayne counties also signed on. The letter said, in the interests of ending the undermining of our laws and the increased risks to the safety and security of the people of the United States of America, we respectfully request that you immediately reverse course on your pro-illegal immigration policies, resume the border wall construction, and embrace the common sense, public safety-supporting border policies of the previous administration. Sheriff Powles said there are enough illegals with bad intentions coming in that they're placing a strain on local law enforcement.
The problem is identifying some of these people. You know, they're hard to identify. And if they've never been arrested before, you know, even taking the fingerprints for identification purpose, sometimes we don't even really know who they are. There are some that we've had experience with that have got deported, and they're back in North Iowa within 2 weeks.
Powles said the most of those causing problems are from one part of the world.
It is really the Mexico, the Guatemala, the people from Brazil that are coming here. You know, we do have others from other countries, but they're such small numbers, they're less detected.
He says that it's not just law enforcement that's trying to deal with the influx.
And the human services that is necessary to care for these people. We got homeless people in North Iowa, and then we're bringing in other people. I mean, how is our system going to continue to support these people?
Almost 275 sheriffs from 39 states, including Iowa, signed the letter to President Biden. The Iowa Supreme Court has released a statement on how it may handle redrawing Iowa legislative districts this year if, as expected, U.S. Census data arrives past a constitutional deadline. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The statement from the Iowa Supreme Court seems to suggest the court would try to use parts of the state redistricting law the legislature has used for five decades. However, the court did not say which parts of the law it would use, only that it would aim to have the process completed by December 31st. The maps for House and Senate districts, as well as congressional districts, are redrawn once a decade to reflect population changes identified by the latest census. 2020 census data is due to arrive several months late. Under the Iowa Constitution, lawmakers have a September deadline to complete the reapportionment process, or that duty falls to the Iowa Supreme Court. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And finally in the news, a jury has convicted a 71-year-old Spirit Lake man of second-degree murder in the May 2020 shooting death of another man in rural northwest Iowa home. The Sioux County prosecutor says Greg Winterfeld was found guilty on Wednesday for the May 9th killing of 58-year-old Grant Wilson of Cleghorn. Winterfeld was tried on a count of first-degree murder, but the jury found him guilty of the lesser counts. Winterfeld faces up to 50 years in prison when he's sentenced at a later date. Sheriff's investigators say Winterfeld shot Wilson at a rural Ireton home during an argument after they and a woman had spent the day drinking at the home. Winterfeld's attorney had argued that Winterfeld acted in self-defense. That's a check of the news. There's more online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.